Blog Talk Radio.
You may already know what this is, man. PSA motherfucking radio, we back. The most exclusive, all that good shit, my bro Dre 3 Letterman. What is good, my G?
Timbo, what's good, my nigga? It's popping. We out here, man.
Man, we're here, bro. You already know. Got some events that happened today, huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's looking crazy out here, man. Let's go down. What, I'm going to let you, YG. I know before we get it, we got Gnome 6 coming up. We got the card, all that good stuff. Before we get into that good shit, because that card is pretty nice, got to admit, shout out to Smack URL. That card is dope.
Word.
Yo, we got to talk about some shit, bro. I'm going to let you get some stuff off your chest. Today, we had Mr. Fab's event, No Mask, go down in Oakland. All that happened. Pretty stacked lineup. My bro Dre was watching that shit on the pay-per-view live. What'd you think about it, man? Hold.
When they say your mama usually say your mother tells you if you don't have nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all. Well, we're going to scratch that on PSA tonight. I got a few things to talk about, man. First of all, Mr. Fab is my guy, friend of the show. West Coast legend. Let's be fucking clear right now. That's my guy. Me and Timbo chopped it up with his cat numerous times. Fucks with Fab heavy. Now, this is what I want to say to rappers, actors, sports niggas. I know some of you cats love battle rap. I get it. You got money. You love the battles. You sit back at the crib watching the battles and be thinking to yourself, shit, I could pull this shit off. What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? If Smack could do this shit, if King of the Dot could do this shit, if RBE could do this shit, if Queen of the Ring could do that shit, Syndicate Cartel could do that shit, why can't I pull this shit off? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got bread. It ain't nothing for me to get a fucking a place, a center, an event, somewhere I can get an event and get these battle rappers and throw money in their grill and shit. Ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? I can get a crowd. If I put a bunch of names together that, you know, I could pull this off. Wrong. You can't. So memo to the actors, rappers, celebrity motherfuckers, sports people, what you need to do is give the money to the people that's already bleeding battle rap in their motherfucking veins, Smack, Organic, one of these guys, and give them the money so they can fucking take care of the fucking shit they can take care of. Give it to the nigga that's already in the trenches to know what to do with that money and flip that shit like it's fucking Jeezy Packs back in 2005, my niggas. And memo to the battle rappers. I don't know if you guys obviously don't do your homework. A lot of these guys are quick to tell you if it's not on URL, it don't count. Slow that down in my conceited voice. A lot of these niggas say if it's not on URL, it don't count. So what the fucking bumba clock makes you think it's going to count? They're going to come correct on your league. Ladies and gentlemen, PSA listeners, there was a heist tonight, a heist. Sue Surf and T-Rex was a heist. Surf, you my man. I got to call like it is, my G. That was a heist. Timbo, watching that battle, my nigga, this is what I got from that battle, Timbo. These niggas had the fucking taxi man outside the event, cab on, meter on, and said, we'll be right back. You can take us to Roscoe's right after this shit. Because my nigga,
yeah.
I mean, one round battle, and Mr. Fab, Timbo, I'm telling you right now, he was not happy at that battle, because you heard him say clearly, and anybody who watched the pay-per-view, you heard Mr. Fab say clearly, and I quote, oh, I ain't like that shit, dog. My niggas ain't like that shit, bro. Nigga, after Rex and Surf battle, them niggas is out. Pew, ghost. Them niggas, they walked through the barricades and it was gone.
Yeah.
Surf, you my man. But once again, you pulled a jersey on us, bruh. Come on. Rex, You was, I don't know, were you wearing pajamas? I don't know what kind of outfit that was you had on, my nigga. Not that that counts or means much, but I'm just saying, bruh. B-Magic, Cortez, Timbo. I got to give the fucking battle to Cortez clearly, Timbo, clearly. And you and I discussed B-Magic off air, so we know we will talk about him in a later date.
Yeah. Yeah.
Arsenal, Sirius Jones, Timbo. I got to probably lean towards fucking Sirius Jones a little bit. Battle wasn't all that crazy. Battle of the battle, John John, Daylight. Battle was all right. I thought John John third round was kind of dope. All right, he broke down Daylight's antics and shit. What I did appreciate was the West Coast music in the background during the intermission, long intermissions. But overall, my nigga, this car wasn't all. And Mr. Fab and Clips, we know what it was going to be, Tim. A joke fest. It's a joke fest.
Yeah.
I, Fab, I got to keep it real, my nigga. You have to understand, you talking about you have another card in January, my nigga. Bruh. Direct. Hold on, Direct. My nigga, you in this culture, Direct. Shout out to Direct Rap Good right quick. Direct, you in this culture since grind time, my nigga. I know you've been around this shit. You've been you go to all the events. I have nothing but the utmost respect for Direct for his contributions to battle rap. He's done more in battle rap than I have done. So I can't say nothing bad about Direct. But Direct, I will say this, my nigga. You in this culture, you can't tell me when you watch the game tapes on this motherfucking shit, you gonna sit back and be like, this is a great event. Eh, no way. Archie Bunker Award. And it's not his fault. I never get mad at the league owners or niggas trying to put this together. And Mr. Fab, I know you grabbing Direct, what might have been a great look. But my nigga, you gotta holler at the big dogs when you doing when you got the money to spend. Let the big dogs do it and let them flip that shit, my G. It'll be flipped three times better. It'll be a better look.
Yeah.
And that's why when I watch these pay-per-view events, Timbo, the Alki Davids of the world and all these other niggas coming in, Timbo, on the fold, it makes me appreciate URL, King of the Dot, RBE, Queen of the Ring, Syndicate Cartel. It makes me appreciate those niggas who's in this motherfucking culture right now. I know URL is top dog. Don't get it twisted. I watch King of the Dot, all these other leagues who I got respect for. Those are the niggas that's in this culture. Those leagues.
Yeah. Not only
give
that,
give the money
it's
to
more
smack,
so
Timbo,
too,
let them flip it, Timbo.
If you're going to do it right. You know, I'm texting our bro right now, a friend of the show, John John, right now, right? Texting him right now. Leave it to the dudes, like you said, the Smacks of the world, the Organics of the world, RBEs of the world. But, you know, if we're going to do it right. These upcoming guys are starting
bullpen
to do this
too.
Shit right.
You can throw bullpen in the fold. They want to come
bullpen
up right now.
Bullpen in there.
John John right quick.
Bullpen in there. You know, people that are releasing dope shit. And I'm talking to John John right now. He said there was between 200 and 300 people there. That's not horrible. I'll tell you that. That's not horrible for an event. You know, you throw a small room event, Smack's small room event, probably has around the same amount of people. You know, a small room one.
It's even
you
the
know,
setting, though, Timbo, man. I know we shouldn't be picky as a battle rap fan. Appreciate the bars, y'all. Appreciate the bars. I always harp on that. But my nigga, man, come on, man. This shit looked like it was in a hotel lounge with chandeliers on top, and they took boards from, like, when you're going to put your shutters up for hurricane season here in Florida. I don't know, my nigga. This shit looked kind of, I don't know, man. I don't know, bro.
I mean,
I don't know.
All right.
There's no classics on here, so don't ask me to about no classics, please, Timbo. We're not going to have a discussion here on PAC about no classics. No classics. None at all.
Not gonna lie,
I battles.
Same thing.
Surf and Rex pull the heist.
I'm hearing not one classic battle. Let me ask
none.
You from what you saw from the battles that you saw, you know, examining the event, the venue, all that stuff. We always do this, Dre. Scale of 1 to 10. What are you giving?
4 or 5.
Or a letter grade. Better yet, let me get a letter grade.
C minus, my nigga. It might be a CD, man, on the cusp. What a 79. Oh, this is CD minus 75. Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. Around there, Timbo. It was not all that great, man. All that great. I don't think niggas is not going to go in on these events, man. Niggas see they getting a heist and this whatever. These niggas got other things going on. Arsenal's fucking about to battle Briz Royston. He just battled T-Rock. No disrespect to Sirius Jones. Even that battle was supposed to be classic in my eyes because that should be the conversation of King of Jersey in a sense. You feel me?
Yeah.
That's not a battle.
I didn't even realize
it'd be bet
that.
On King of the Dot, bro. That battle would be bet on King of the Dot. Yeah. Arsenal and Sirius Jones should have been on King of the Dot.
I didn't even see this coming because we saw Gnome 3 drop, or Gnome 6, the trailer drop, the card, stuff like that. So we had Surf who battled Suge, just battled Rex, a one-rounder, and now he's battling. Who's he battling at Gnome? T-Top, yeah. Sorry. He's battling T-Top. So that's three battles in the span of 2 weeks. A month. Three battles in a month for CERN. Same amount for Arsenal. Which ones are you taking off? Of course it's going to be this one, Dre.
But you and I talked about this before. We talked about this before. And we'll get into that when we talk about Noam. But I agree
Jones?
With that. Huh?
Did I say Jones was going to win or did you?
You picked Arsenal. I picked Jones.
I picked Arsenal. All right, well,
it don't even it's debatable, but it's not a debatable battle where it's like, oh my god, I don't think I'm gonna hang my head if I felt Arsenal won or Sirius Jones won. That's just me.
But it wasn't dope enough to feel like it was replayed. Is that what you said? Like, let's be real.
You said it better than
it
me,
was
my
a
brother.
One. it was a one round and debatable. There you go. Or I'm sorry, a one watch and debatable, not one round.
Yeah, it was three
one
rounds,
watch,
one watch debatable. It was like.
Yeah,
because I'm sitting
there
listening to the bars. And obviously, ladies and gentlemen, don't kill me. Obviously, I'm watching it one time. But the thing you have to understand with me is when I'm watching battles, I take notes. I'm watching what the fuck is going on. I how I watch battle is might be different from the average person. I'm watching everything. I'm taking notes. I'm watching this. Watching what niggas is talking about. If niggas is moving. Like, I'm watching anything. And none of these battles live up to the hype. Like, I don't think none of these niggas could go home with a W tonight. And go and feel too crazy about it.
Real shit.
Like, and you know what I'm saying? You don't want to be I'm not a hater at all, my niggas. It's just, I want niggas to win. So I'm not doing some hateful shit. I want the event to fucking go successful. I want us to all enjoy battles. And we on Twitter talking shit. Me and Timbo could talk about battles. Like, oh shit, Timbo, that fucking bar, my nigga. Like, I don't think me and you have discussions like that, my nigga. Straight up.
Nah, hell no. Sure, yeah, I swear to God.
And I'm not mad at Mr. Fab. Let me be clear, Mr. Fab. I know you got Marshawn Lynch and them in the building, but all right, prime example. Charlie Clips, my nigga. I'll talk about you when we do the Gnome shit. I'll get to you the Gnome shit. But listen, man, I'm going to just say, like, when Clips is up there, he's going to win. You know how he's going to win? He knows how to take current events that's going on in the world, whether it's sports, music, et cetera, and put it in a current event rhyme and make it sound good, and the crowd is going to love that shit. Like, he's going to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
He's in Cali, he's going to appease to the crowd. Okay, he's in Cali, he's a smart nigga. That don't mean that shit was fire, but he just knows how to please the crowd. He's going to say shit freestyle, like, da-da-da. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Rex, my nigga, hold on.
Wait
a minute, Timbo. When we had Sue Surf on here, well, we had Surf a lot of times, but a couple of times before, and we talked about him and Rex Ballin when he broke down, and we broke down here on his show, his next opponent he's about to battle. And we said to him, he said, one round. I'm like, my nigga, one round? You and T-Rex should not be one round. He tried to compare it to him and Young Ill. No, nigga, get out of here, sir. You my guy. But my nigga, that shit's not even breathing. That shit's not even in the same stratosphere, my nigga. Come on, bro. Hell no, man. Nah, son. I got to call like it is, man. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I want niggas to win and give us good battles, and I'm not trying to be a dickhead because I'm not that dude, but, bro, I mean, was I really expecting niggas to go hard body? Let me just be real. No. So let me not even fool myself like I was sitting expecting niggas to go hard body even though you have, like, my nigga, you, Timbo, you take this card and put on URL, all this matches they had tonight, and it's a good card, and it might have been more successful. Why? Because niggas always go by that shit. It only counts on URL. That's why if you're an outside nigga looking in, I wouldn't even book matches to put on my event, Mr. Fab. You doing a card in January, my nigga, and I'm not trying to stop niggas' paper, but my nigga, if you go back and watch this shit, man, it's like, man.
I feel you. Mr. Fab's event, no math, summed up. I mean, it can't be summed up any better or realer. You know what I mean? This is just giving you the honest opinion. But I'm going to tell you this real quick. I sent my bro Dre some bars, and we watching one of the battles from the bunker. Let me tell you something.
Definitely watching that.
We got a crazy review coming. You guys are going to be fucking surprised about the outcome, about who I say won. That probably gives it away, but I don't give a fuck. We got some shit to speak about in my Cortez voice. Shout out to Cortez, man. I heard he did his shit, though, at this battle. But, man, let's get to what everybody wants to hear. We got Smack, URL, Gnome 6. It's going down this month. I mean, Drake, before we get into the matches, how did you feel when you saw that trailer?
Well, let's be real, Timbo. We don't have to disclose, but me and you already knew some of the matches on the card before a lot of people did. Well, if you're in media, you're close to certain people, you're going to know. And we rub shoulders with certain niggas, so we knew what was popping off. Listen, I see mixed emotions from certain people on social media. Some people bitching about the card. A lot of people like the card. I have no problem with this card at all. What did you niggas expect? Hitman Holler's on here. I mean, you got your Surf, your Rocks, and everybody on here. You should want on it. I think it's a nice card, in my opinion. It's a solid card. Yeah. Bring Arsenal back to URL. Well, the last time we seen Arsenal was on fucking when he battled K-Shine.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the last time I think he battled on URL. Like, so I was like, I think it's a nice card.
Well, we're going to run this down. Gnome 6, Saturday, November 20th. It's happening at Irving Plaza, New York. Man, this gets that feel, Dre. It's crazy. We're going to go, as a good man, Young Buck once said, we're going to go from the bottom to the top, from hoopies to a drop, and kill or be killed is the attitude that I got. That's a genius,
fuck that
man.
Shit.
Footprints.
Fuck that Young Buck
young
shit,
Buck,
Timo.
Man. Let's fucking go, bro. Let's go from the bottom to the top real quick. Charlie Clips versus Ill Will is going down. Dre, who's winning this one, man? Who you got?
Charlie Clips, my nigga. Last time we seen you on URL, my nigga, you battled Rum Nitty, and that was not a good look, Clips. Charlie. I know you on fucking Wildin' Now. You rubbing your shoulders with Nick Cannon. You're losing weight now, my nigga. You talking about you're a vegan. You know what I'm saying? Even though the sneakers you was rocking on the show, Mr. Fab, your sneakers was leaning a little bit, like Paul Wall saying sideways, my nigga. But that's a different story. Charlie, I don't know where your mind is at right now, my G. Is it just for the cream, the cash rules, everything around me? Cream, get the money, dollar bill, y'all. Is your love for this shit still there, Charlie? Are you going to be riding your first round the day before the event, my nigga? Ill Will's not going to come to fucking play with you. He's not Mr. Fab, my nigga. No shade to Mr. Fab. If you thought Rum Nitty's going to get you, Ill Will's right behind you, man. If the left one don't get you, the right one will. Pause. You have to take Ill Will serious, my nigga, because he's going to take you serious. This nigga just coming off a fucking dope-ass fire battle with fucking Rum Nitty, and a lot of people had him winning, and you lost to Nitty. Ill Will, you can't pussyfoot around, my nigga. You can't give us a dope battle, Rum Nitty, and just get lost back in the shuffle. You back on URL where you want to be at. You was one of Smack's killers, my nigga. Handle your motherfucking business with Charlie Clips. With that being said, my brother Timbo, I'm going Ill Will 2-1. Ill Will. clear.
Man, I'm not gonna lie, I like this battle a lot. I can't. I'm repeating.
Why, Timbo? Can I ask you why?
It's nice because I think in my head I've always wanted to see this. Not always wanted to see it go down, but I always thought this would be a dope battle when it happened.
Back when? 2013, 14?
This fucking
when
guy.
Clips was the MVP of the league?
Hey, we could say the same thing about Will, man. He didn't have a good showing late. We could say
but
the same thing.
He's just coming up a fire battle of Rum Nitty. Will's been more consistent than Charlie Clips, my nigga. Even though he's not been on URL, I don't give a fuck.
Let me tell you something, man. QP has been more consistent than Charlie Clips. But I am saying that this, there's a lot of people have been more. Carter Dean has been more consistent than Charlie Clips. We can name, I am sitting here and name 50 battlers that have been more consistent than Charlie Clips. But I'm saying, I've always felt this battle for some reason. I've always thought that this would be a semi dope battle. So, but with that said, I will repeat and stand by with what you said. I'm going Ill Will 2-1 also. He is coming off a fire battle. And I feel like this is his hunger. He's back. He's back on Smack, you know? Like, he's here. He's ready. This is
Charlie's
going to
freestyle, and that shit's not going to work with Ill Will, my nigga. Just because DNA might have got him, my DNA fucked him up. I thought DNA caught Ill Will on a bad night. I thought Ill Will took DNA very lightly because 98% of the battle rap community picked him to win that battle against DNA going into the battle. You feel me?
Yeah, he got gas before the battle. He got
there. The gas station was there. The gas station was heavy.
Yeah, they pulled up.
Ill Will pump number 9 and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm just feeling that Ill Will's going to take this and shit. You feel me? I don't know what to expect from Charlie Clips. My nigga's going to be the same shit. No shade to Clips, but Ill Will.
I agree. I'm going Ill Will 2-1 for those reasons. But for some reason, I have a feeling that this is actually going to be a pretty dope battle.
I hope you're right, but and it's not because of Ill Will. It's because Charlie. What are you gonna bring to the table? You gonna come pussyfoot around, or you gonna come to battle, my nigga?
See, Charlie Clips versus Ill Will. We both got Ill Will winning this one. Next up, Arsenal versus Briz Rothstein. Who you got?
Welcome back, Arsenal, to fucking URL, my nigga. Welcome back.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Now, Arsenal, my nigga.
Oh.
Saw your battle with Tay-Rock. Fire battle.
Yeah.
I had Tay-Rock winning. I'm going to be real, my nigga. I had Tay-Rock winning because Arsenal, to me, you spent too much time talking about Sue Surf and Shotgun Suge. You feel me? Now, the last time we see Arsenal on URL, I'm going to say it was about against K-Shine.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at Arsenal's battles on URL, my nigga, I'm going to ask the people this question, and please leave comments on the bottom here. The people that Arsenal has battled on URL, my nigga, has he won those battles? I'm just asking the question.
I mean, all right, well, let's go down some of these battles then. He battled Calico.
All right, that's debatable.
Okay. He battled Hitman.
Hitman clearly won that 2-1 to me. Clear 2-1. Kave Austin, third round. Hitman, round one, round two. Got that, in my opinion.
Okay. He battled K-Shine.
I think that battle's debatable, but I think I lean towards K-Shine, minus the fucking pulling the fucking midget man out and all the crazy shit. But that battle's debatable. You could have given it to Arsenal.
Okay, he battled A-Verb.
I gave Verb that battle. In St. Louis? Nah.
Mm-hmm.
That was in St. Louis. Oh, mm-hmm. Verb got that.
You said Verb got that one?
Yeah.
Who else he battled? I'm missing like a ton.
I don't think he has had a lot of battles in URL, though, Timbo.
Maybe that. God, I know I might be missing one or two, but, I mean, that might be it.
Yeah, so it was URL battles. He had got a lot of battles in URL. Arsenal's battle all over the fucking world. You feel me?
Yeah.
A legend like that, the nigga has not had to depend on a URL stamp to be successful and be a legend in this game, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Mm-hmm. 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 I feel you on
Briz Rothstein. I fucked with that nigga Briz Rothstein, man. Briz, I think you gotta get a clear win here, my G. You're getting names, my nigga. You're really getting names out here, bro. You're battling fucking Arsenal. You're battling A-Verb. You're battling T-Rock. Like, you're getting names on that resume, my nigga.
Mm-hmm.
And I get in DNA, you battle DNA. Like, you're getting niggas that are heavy hitters in this battle rap shit. Niggas who are well-respected in this culture. I think you have to try to get a clear win against Shotgun Sugar. You battle also. You have to try to get a clear win. Because some of these niggas you battle, I don't know if you got a clear win, bro. Well, if I have Verb beating you. Like, I think Verb was the only nigga that clearly beat you. You were having debatables, and let me ask you a question about the word debatables, Timbo.
Mm-hmm.
As a battle rapper, would you hang your head on having a debatable with a nigga? Like, let's say if you're battling, if you're battling someone like Hollow, Hitman, Surf, and these guys, and
it
you come up with a debatable, is that a win in your eyes?
It depends who it is. I would be cool. I mean, you always want the win. You know, you're not going to be crazy as you would a win. But I think it would be acceptable to have a debatable if that person is at your stature or higher. If you have a debatable, I feel like, and you're the person who's battling someone that's under you, tier-wise, quote-unquote, below you, then that is something that could be unacceptable. That you would look at as a L. You know what I mean? If that makes sense.
Because I had T-Rock beating Briz.
Yeah.
I had Verb beating Briz. These are like clear wins. I'm not going to talk about the other ones that are debatables, but those are like clear wins to me.
Yeah.
Like clear
and
losses Briz has.
If Briz loses to Arse, and it's bad, if Arse clearly beats Briz, is that it for Briz for right now, for the next card or two on the main stage?
No. There's many reasons why. Because even if you think Briz have debatable battles, the nigga still comes to show up. If we just take out our debatable talk for a second and we just focus in on his rhymes, Briz be saying shit where you be like, God damn. Like, he doesn't say a lot of whack shit. He said a lot of fire shit. He could rhyme.
Yeah.
So he could survive. And here's the other caveat. He's rubbing shoulders with who, Timbo? T-Rock.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That does hold weight. You're rubbing shoulders. No, Young Canning is in Cave Gang now. We're going to start seeing Young Canning on cards now. You can believe that.
I fucking hope so, man. I hope so. After that Danny Myers battle, I hope.
T-Rock affiliation.
Young Canning.
So, to answer your question, I don't think Arsenal is going to kill Briz.
Okay.
I don't think you can kill Briz. I don't think nobody's gonna sit up there and 3-zip Briz and body Briz. That's not happening. That's not gonna happen.
I agree.
I think this guy potential to be a fire ass battle. Like, both niggas are gonna leave this battle bruised up and what I like to say, punch in the face and leave with a bloody lip. Both of them.
Yeah.
Arsenal's gonna do his shit and Briz gonna feel that shit and Briz gonna throw back also. They're gonna fight.
Yeah. I feel you.
With that being said, Timbo, Arsenal back on URL, my nigga.
He might be proving something, Trey.
I'm gonna go, but to me, Arsenal been having good outings. But has he won these battles though? Did he beat Sirius Jones? Did he beat T-Rock? Even though he had a fire first round, he did his thing. You know what I'm saying? So as Arsenal's a legend, but I'm going Arsenal 2-1 in a close, debatable battle, man, for real. I think it's going to be very debatable.
Okay.
I'm going Ars.
Okay. Shit, man. There's been a lot of times that we've agreed back-to-back on a couple battles. I'm doing the same thing. And to kind of add on to what you said, this is a battle that has potential to be great. Usually we say that, Dre. Oh, it has potential to be great, but it's on this guy. That's it. If this guy shows up, it'll be great. But this one has the potential if both of them, like, they both got to come properly.
Yeah.
We know that they can for this stage, you know, that we've seen them on Smack, how they have before. I'm going Arse 2-1 over Briz just because Briz hasn't fared well on that big stage, the big stage. He's good on that smaller one, that medium smack stage, but you put him with the lights, camera, action, with 1,000 in front of you, it's a different ball game, you know? It's different being on that. We all know Aris is 1,000,000% comfortable. He ain't going to have no issue with the performance-wise, you know? And it's just it's something different. So I'm going Aris 2-1 on that, but I agree with you. This has potential to be something crazy. It has potential.
And real quick, before I finish, I just want to say there's one person who I thought should have been on this card. And just throwing his name out here to show him love. I felt Av should have been on this card.
Oh, my bad.
Av should have been on this card.
My fault.
Yes, Av. Not B-Magic. Av should have been on this fucking card.
Yeah, Av. No, I feel you. I agree, too. I agree with you. Who would you put him against that's not on this card?
Wow.
Do you push the bullshit aside?
I wouldn't mind seeing Av and Verb get it in. I mean, obviously, Av and T-Top, but T-Top's on his card, so Av and Verb, I would have loved to see that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I'm trying to think who else.
Av Calico.
Av and Calico. What about Av and Young Cannon?
Nah, they cave gang. That can't happen.
Oh, they're both, huh?
Yep.
Fucking, God damn these crews, man.
Yeah, see, the cruise thing, that's fucked shit up tomorrow because Av and Young Cannon would have been very interesting. That would have been interesting.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Av and Briz Rothstein would have been interesting.
Av and Briz would be fire.
Tay Rock and Av would have been interesting.
Tay Rock
and Young Cannon would have been interesting. But these niggas all formed up, and once you do that, we're losing battles. That's another thing with the forming groups. Look at all those battles we just talked about and all those niggas in one crew. That's why niggas might get on NWX, but NWX all battle each other at least. You feel me?
Yeah.
Writers block, they battle each other also. But whatever.
That's true.
We both got Arse
winning. That's true. We both got Arse winning. Next one. DNA. Daylight.
Listen, man. I know Daylight is intricate with the bars and he says a lot of shit goes over your head, and, you know, when you're on camera and you get to decipher what he says, yada, yada, yada. I've said numerous times on this show ad nauseam.
Don't nobody give a fuck about that, Daylight. Don't nobody give a fuck about I had to say it.
You know, my nigga, come on. You have to say it. It's all love. All right. You already know that, my G. All right,
let's hear it.
I'm going DNA, Timbo.
Okay.
Everybody's going Daylight. I noticed that on social media today. Everybody, large percentage of people is picking Daylight to be DNA. I think when it comes to battle rhymes, this, that, I think DNA, I'm going DNA 2-1. Straight up, DNA 2-1. He's going to take
DNA
Cole very 2-1. Serious.
Okay. I'm going to go, man. Do people still underestimate DNA, Dre?
I don't think I think they underestimate him and hate him because he's on every card. So niggas get tired of hearing DNA. I'm just being real DNA. Don't shoot the messenger. We do a show here. People do leave comments on certain things I read. People say, you know, they tired of seeing every card. So people are going to go for Daylight. And let's be real. We haven't seen Daylight. Well, he was supposed to battle Couture. That didn't happen. He was supposed to battle on the UW card against Ro Solo. That didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, the John battle happened tonight. He had some lines here and there. He had some hot shit here and there. I ain't gonna front. But, he's on URL. This is where he wanted to be. He said this is where his career, his shit has started over. So, but I had Mike P beating Daylight, too. Let me throw that out there also. So, I'm going DNA also. I'm going DNA 2-1.
Listen, man.
Freestyle ability.
Let me tell you.
Bars is going to get at Daylight and directing his bars to each other. I think DNA is going to do a better job directing his battle rap rhymes to Daylight than Daylight does to DNA.
Man, I'm going Daylight because I think he did very well on that stage, of course. when he was there. But I feel you with what you say. You don't. It's understandable. It's not all that shit is direct. He can rap good. That man can rap
really
good.
Rap good.
You know, in Ebro's voice, he rap good. When Joel Ortiz was up there, oh, he a rapper that's good. Daylight's a really good rapper, and I feel like though, this is the main big stage. This is Gnome, you know, and this isn't a Born Legacy, nothing like that. This is the big thing. So I feel like they're gonna love him there. So I'm going Daylight. I'm going Daylight 2-1. Our first one that we disagreed on.
Okay.
Then. It's getting interesting here. It's getting interesting. 2-1 Daylight. Dre got 2-1 DNA. Next one. This one's crazy. Crazy. K-Rock versus Rum Nitty.
I'm calling this now. This is going to be Battle of the Fucking Night. I don't think that's... I just hit anybody with a epiphany or I hit anybody with a fucking holy shit. Really, Dre? I just think it's going to be Battle of the Night. I think this is... let's be real. We just interviewed Tay Rock and Sue Surf early in the week. And if you remember what they told us, they've been gearing up for T-Top and Rum Nitty. Tay Rock also told me and Timbo that this battle was supposed to happen down in Summer Madness. So 2 and 2 makes 4. That means obviously Rock been writing for this nigga for a while. They both been writing for each other for a while. Let's be clear. You feel me? So now we're here. Would you got the Gunbar King against the Gunline King? I'm going to say this, man. I'm expecting fireworks in this battle, my nigga. I'm talking about fireworks. Rum Nitty right now, you can make the argument he's battle of the year right now. You feel me? He hasn't had one whack battle this year, whether you thought he won or lost. I had ill will edging over Rum Nitty, but that doesn't. I'm not taking nothing away from Rum Nitty because Rum Nitty was fire. Rum Nitty beat Clips. I think I had Rum Nitty beating Arsenal. Rum Nitty been getting it in. He had a classic with Ad. That boy is serious. We interviewed a lot of people. I seen on Hip Hop is Real Good. Just like, yo, Rum Nitty right now is fire. Like, so the veterans, they giving this nigga his just due. You know what I'm saying? And he's one of Smack's killers right now, man. Like when Surf told me and you, if you're one of Smack's Goonies, and I think right now he's one of Smack's Goonies. And I think Rock sees a mirror match in a sense. Wax on, wax off. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm Smack's killer, yes, as Tay Rock, but Rum Nitty's one of his also. You feel me?
Yeah.
And let's be real, Timbo. I know Murder Mook is the logo of battle rap, but I think the logo of URL, would you agree with me, is Tay Rock?
I gotta agree with you. Right now, it is.
I don't know who to lean towards in this one, man. I'm torn, bruh. I'm not going to hold you, Timbo. I'm torn. I really don't know who's going to win this shit because, see, in the room, niggas love Rock. That's his house. I know, you know what I'm saying? We had a discussion the other day about whose house it is, but motherfuckers love Tay Rock. Whether sometimes the gas station be there and he can slip with the nanny line there and nobody gives a fuck or spell calendar wrong. And nobody gives a fuck. Niggas love Tay Rock. But Rum Nitty's a fucking problem. Rum Nitty is a fucking problem, Rock. The one thing I know about Rock, he's not there taking this nigga lightly.
Yeah.
He's not taking Rum Nitty lightly. I'm not even worried. I know Rum Nitty's not taking him lightly, but I damn sure know Rock is the favorite going in, but I don't think it's a heavy favorite. You feel me? Like, if you do a poll or Las Vegas do they shit, like it's -3 or +4 type shit. Like it's not far behind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm edging. I'm edging Tay Rock. 2-1 in a close motherfucking debatable battle. If Rum Nitty wins, would I be shocked? Not really. But I would say this, if Tay Rock just beat Arsenal, in my opinion, he beats Rum Nitty clearly 2-1. If he clearly beats him 2-1, because I don't think he's going to 3-0 him, but let's say if he does 3-0 him or 2-1 of them, clearly, Rock has to be in discussion as battle of the year. Discussion.
Okay. What do you think about I mean, here's the thing. I feel this battle is Mac's veteran killer against his rookie killer. You know?
But he's not even a rookie, old killer.
I mean, but you get what I'm saying. This is Mac's
I know what you're saying.
The old killer versus the new killer. You know? And this is these are the battle of the gunners right here. And
yes, sir.
The reason that I'm going to say Tay-Rock is because I think he knows how to control. This is – everybody has to understand. This is based on the venue. This is Irving Plaza, big crowd. You know, the lights are always brighter, all that shit. Everything's louder. All these things are happening. I'm going Tay-Rock just based on this, okay? I think bar-wise, Nitty can out-bar and writes better bars than Tay-Rock.
But I'm going to cut you off, bro. But yeah, if you're saying that, because I want to hop on what you said. If you're saying Nitty can outbar Rock, why wouldn't you? I'm just curious to know, why wouldn't you pick Nitty?
Because I think it's more on this stage, it's how you mix the two with bars and delivery, you know, and how you give it up to that crowd. They fuck with Rock. Especially on that stage, he knows how to deliver that. You know, he can make.
I think
niggas
fuck with Nitty too, though, Timbo.
They do. No. And that's not my thing. It's, can Nitty translate that? Nitty knows how to do that shit in a small room.
I think Nitty can work in a big room too now, bro. I think he's ready for this. Urban Prize is not that big of a difference though. Than him battle when they just battle. Charlie Clips on. I don't think the capacity.
Let me tell you something. That might not be, but that you, seeing your name on that billboard, or not billboard, but that poster, that trailer, Gnome on there with Surf. You're on there with Clips. You're on there with Daylight. You're on there with Rot. That is, I feel like, is going to make the difference. We've seen, bro.
He's going to have the bubble guts.
It might be in battle rap terms.
I don't think so, Timbo.
The same thing happened to Briz.
I don't think Briz and Rock. Briz and this nigga's in the same breath right now. Shade to you, Briz, but right now, Rum Nitty names is ringing more bells than you, bro. You know what I'm saying?
But I think at that
winning
time,
battles and
when Briz,
having fire
when,
lyrics.
When Briz took that step, though, they were like, "Yo, this guy. I mean, who the fuck's gonna be him on this thing?"
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's kind of what happened. So
to be fair now, Nitty's having better battles on camera than Briz, in my opinion, right now. His battles are much more have more replay value from Briz. Not by far, but his battles have replay value like crazy.
I feel you, and I agree with you. But once again, that big stage, it hasn't been seen on. And I think shit makes a difference on that stage. When your name's on there, when you're on there with these crazy top tiers, you know. I feel like that does make a difference, you know. And
but maybe could be on some shit
that,
like this, Timbo. I came to shock the world, baby. I came to shock the world.
He could. I'm not going.
Would
rock
it shock
by,
you, Nitty One?
No, but I'm not going rock by a landslide. Shout out to Calico. I'm not going rock by killing him or nothing. I'm going rock 2-1. Honestly, just based on that, if you were to sit them in a room though and told them to write, and we read their shit, I'm picking Nitty all day, twice on Sunday, flat out. Not even bullshit. I'm going flat out like that. But I think there's a certain formula to work in a room. There's a certain formula to work in that type of stage. You know, this isn't a club stage. You know, this is an actual venue stage. Like, people perform on here. It's high up. You're looking down on the crowd. You're looking down. You're looking out on the crowd. You know, it wasn't like that at Born Legacy. It's not like that at King of the Dot. You're in the middle of something. You know what I mean? It's different.
If Rock clearly beats Rum Nitty, is it more concern? Now the talk is going to be, well, you know, I'm been the gun bar king. You're talking about the gun line king. You know, like the Undertaker versus the fake Undertaker type shit, maybe. I don't want to say Nitty's a fake Undertaker.
Here's the thing. It's going to be more so how he beats him and how Rum does if he loses. If we see showings that, all right, if Rock just comes 1,000% prepared and just beats him, you know, because of better material, but they both come 100%, then that's fine. Rum shouldn't be mad at that. If he performs on that stage,
Rock coming up a battle with Austin, where he had to put a lot of training thought to them rounds and shit while they been chilling.
I feel you. I feel you. But that just shows me that Rock can do it.
Rock if Rock could pull that off, I got to give him enough respect. If he could be Arsenal and Nitty back-to-back, my nigga.
If he could be Arsenal Jersey and then go beat Nitty.
Right. And this,
more
is this is our opinion. I don't want nobody killing me. I had T-Rock. I don't know how some other people had him out there. Me watching the battle, I had Arsenal winning round one. I thought that was Rock's lightest round, but I had Rock clearly winning round two, and I gave Edge Rock round three because Arsenal went back in to get in that surfing shook. So that's why I had it. But if Arsenal, if T-Rock could pull this off, my nigga, niggas got to really salute T-Rock. You know, but if Nitty wins,
crazy.
If Nitty wins, it's a great look for Nitty, bro.
If you're giving advice to Nitty going into this, rapping wise and bar wise, what are you going to tell him? Are you going to tell him to maybe change up a little bit of what he does going from that small stage to that big one?
Nah, because I don't think what got him to the big stage is what he's doing now.
Yeah.
You feel me? I don't think he need to tweak anything that he does. That nigga got punches. His setups are dope. They land. He has hand haymakers. I mean, the MOP Annie Up line is one of the illest lines this whole fucking year. Like, that boy is a fucking problem, my nigga. Like, Rock is my guy, but Nitty ain't no fucking joke. When Cassidy said on Hip Hop Is Real that the only nigga that really caught his eye was Avin Rum Nitty, bro. That's what Cassidy said. He praised Nitty hard body.
Yeah.
But, we both got Rock, but I think we both of us are showing respect to Rum Nitty also. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Nah, I feel you. I mean, I think it's going to be dope. I personally feel like it's going to be a crazy battle.
Battle of the night?
This one?
I got it.
Ah, man. I think it could be. I'm trying to break down this last one. So we both got T-Rock.
I really want to break down this last one.
All right, let's go.
So we gotta
main event
talk.
This
shit. Last one. We got to have some
let's
real talk
real.
In this last one,
Sue Surf versus T-Top. Who you got?
I want you to go first. Go ahead, Timbo. I wonder what you
got
to say.
Who do I got in this one? This is tough, man. This is tough. Fuck with Top. Fuck with Surf. Yeah, Surf up here. Telling us we have Surf and Top up here. Man. I'm going 2-1. I'm going 2-1 Sue Surf.
Really?
On this battle. I'm going 2-1 Surf. I feel like, and I'm going to tell you why. I feel like he is pissed off about what happened against Suge. We see what happened and heard what happened about him versus Rex. If you guys didn't, spoiler alert, newsflash, he stopped after a minute 30. Boom, that's it. It was a one-rounder versus Rex. He stopped after a minute 30.
Only a minute 30? It's got to be a little longer than that, I think, though.
I think
it was a little longer than that. It wasn't long enough. Put it like that, bro.
Let's say 2 minutes.
All right.
You have a bad showing or underwhelming showing against Rex.
Yep.
I think most of all, though, I think that Suge shit, as much as he thinks he won and he says he won, and I feel like
I didn't have Surf being Suge, but
I feel you. But I feel like it just left a bad taste in his mouth. He doesn't want that to go down or to be remembered. I feel like this is going to be a bigger push for him going into this one. And you know what? I'm going to be dead honest with you. I feel like that whole UW event happening before this, a month before Gnome, is the best thing for Gnome. You had T-Rock that battle Arsenal. Good battle, right? the better. You had Surf versus Suge. Underwhelming, didn't necessarily finish, and could have been better. And I think that's good going into this Smack event for Surf.
I don't know.
And for people that fuck with Surf. I feel like it does. Who knows? I think Top obviously is going to have some writing material. He might be going back, adding a couple bottles, throwing lines in there, and shit
as
like
he
that.
Should.
I mean, as like, let's be real about it, as he should. But I feel like that UW event going into this Smack event is a good thing for Gnome, because it hypes up these guys. And okay, these battles went down. Let's get ready to see them. So with that being said, not taking nothing from Top. I fuck with Top, man. I like Top Shit. He was up here. Maybe he was being quiet leading up to the battle. Didn't want to give Surf too much.
I think he did the right thing not falling into the Sue Surf trap. But go ahead. When they were having a discussion with us, he might have did the right thing.
We like hearing a little bit more, but I understand where Top is coming from. But I'm going Surf 2-1. I think he's going to talk to him. We heard Surf say, I'm ready for this one. I have personally wanted Top. That's it. I personally wanted Top. Personally wanted this to go down. The fact that it's on Smack, I don't think anybody's going to really hold him back anything from this. I think Surf is going to talk to him. He's going to be like Hitman to John John. I gave you this shot. This is it. I'm giving you. I don't do these favors. I gave Bricks a favor. What did I do to him? Flat out. I gave
Bricks
a shot.
And
I gave him a one.
Are not in the same breath, Timbo.
I'm saying it to somebody.
And is he really giving T-Top a shot when T-Top has battled Matt Hoffa, Charlie Clips and these niggas, John John the Don, Shotgun Suge, the same nigga that Surf battle. Like, let me holler at you right quick, my nigga.
Here we go.
Me and Sue Surf have had rocky relationships throughout the years. And when I say rocky relationships, I've been critical of Surf. I still stand by certain things I've said. Yes, I thought DNA beat him. I thought Young L beat him. Yes, he's battled killers. Yes, he has.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, a lot of us like to call Surf Mr. Debatable, and me and Surf have had numerous conversations about the word debatables, and he's told me, three-letter man, Dre, if I'm battling killers, what do you expect is going to happen? Then these niggas are going to fight back, and I fight these niggas in the prime, and I give Surf that. He don't duck. I can never sit here and say Sue Surf ducks anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Surf is entertaining. He's the interview, one of the interview gods. And I love chopping up with Sue Surf. I just do. He's entertaining. You know what I'm saying? He thinks out the box on certain things he says. But with that being said, Timbo, Surf better not play with this boy. Surf, you have to understand something, my nigga. Niggas fuck with you heavy. And I told you this on numerous occasions. Niggas hold you to a high regard, bruh. But ever since that, after that Hitman battle, my nigga, the streets been talking. And I'm going off Surf what the streets say. The streets, and the streets is the battle rap community. When I'm reading comments on PSA Radio podcasts, from interviews that you do on this show, what the people are saying to me and Timbo when I'm reading these comments, Surf, take time and read the comments on PSA, what people are saying, my nigga.
Mm-hmm.
People are saying that this might be it for you, my brother. These are what the people are saying. The people, the comments, they're there. I'm not saying I'm co-signing that. I'm telling you what people are saying. That you're battling people and you're not going through rounds and you're spitting jersey at the end of it, and you may think you've invented something. Yes, you did invent a new thing in battle rap, which people say jersey now when niggas finish their rounds, but I don't think that's something you should hold your hat on, Timbo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just watched him and Rex, and he pulled the jersey. The verb battle was not to go crazy about. And I know, Surf, you missed the URL. You sat here and told me and Timbo, Rock, and T-Top, that's one of the house you built. You one of the most popular battle rappers in this shit. Niggas fuck with you. The young boys, they fuck with you. I see it. It's undeniable. I see it, Surf. Well, my nigga, I don't know if I can hang my head on that too much, Mr. URL. I don't know if I can hang my head in saying you battle Shaka and Suge, and your first round was dope, my nigga, but, you know, the bottle incident, people got a problem with the bottle incident. Some people felt you should have kept rhyming. It was just a water bottle. You should have kept rhyming. The battle with Rex was one round. Yeah, you and fucking Rex snuck out the back door, my nigga. Y'all didn't give a fuck about that battle. Let's keep it all the way tall. Yes, you told me and Timbo the person you eyeing, you want, is T-Top. Well, you have him now, my nigga. You have him now. And I don't think you could downplay this young nigga, even though you're the one who told Smack and them you want T-Top because that boy going crazy. And you did tell T-Top you're going to kill his mother in 39 ways. I love that kind of talk. But I don't think T-Top is going to play with this nigga, son. And I think if low-key, T-Top have angles to come at Surf with. The same angles he came with Math Hoffa with. And people might not like it, but them shits were effective. They were effective. I'm going T-Top 2-1. And Surf is my guy. And I hope this puts pressure on you, Surf. You come up and tell me shut the fuck up. You my man. But I gotta call it what it is. Right now, going into this battle, who has the hotter hand? If you're giving the Rock to shoot a three right now, Timbo, who are you giving the ball to right now to shoot that three? You still giving it to Surf or you still giving it to T-Top?
I'm giving it to Surf, dog. I'm being dead straight.
Right now?
Right now.
I'm giving top. I'm drawing a play for Rock for T-Top.
Hey.
Now, would it shock me if Surf wins? No. It wouldn't shock me if Surf wins.
Yeah.
It's Surf. But I'm going top. 2-1.
There it is. Man, we got some differences in this one, but you know what, people? That's what it's all about. Smack, URL. Nome 6 going down Saturday, November 20th, Irvin Plaza. The lineup is, it's nice. That's a nice card. It's crazy. We got battle breakdowns. Nasty in our Cortez voice. It's nasty. We got battle breakdowns coming up. We got a goodie tomorrow, everybody. Check this shit out. But, yo, shout out to everybody fucking with us, man. Battle reviews coming up. Couple segments right here. Keep you set. Got interviews. You guys already know what the fuck we do, man. We got some classics last week, so go check those out to get your fix. Just be ready for what's coming up, man. It's PSA motherfucking radio. My boy Dre, three letter Mr. Go grab your popcorn while I do it with you. That's exactly what this man is. Take us out, G.
Man, you already know what it is, man. Shout out to PSA radio, man. Mr. Fab, man, no shade to you, my nigga, but it is what it is. I think we need to get Fab on here ASAP, Timbo.
I'll be
really chop
Fab
it up and
right
like tomorrow ASAP we can. And get Fab on and talk about the card and what he felt, my nigga, before. You know what I mean? Get him on
get it
first so he can chop it up with us. So something we got to work on. Y'all know what it is, man. More battle reviews, more interviews. You know what it is. I got somebody else in the loop coming out. I got to talk to you about that, Timbo. Hopefully Wednesday, Thursday, we do a show. A rapper, in fact.
Let's get it.
I'll holler at you right now about
that. Shit.
You already know what it is, man. Holler at your boy.
We out. Yeah.